You're listening to Brain Busta Radio.
Welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. And here's your host, Conrad Cushman.
Hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and you're listening to Everything Pro Wrestling right here on Brain Buster Radio.
Welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. And today is September 21st, 2019. You guys know this means it's another Saturday. Hopefully you're listening as soon as this episode drops. If not, I hope you guys are all having a good day. Last week, we had a great episode with Conrad Thompson. We had to ask him the hard-hitting questions and make sure that the pro wrestling world knew where he stood on a lot of controversial topics. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. I had a blast making it. Big shout-out to Conrad Thompson, who you guys heard on the bumper into this episode. We are going to talk about a lot of different things, but before we do, I hope you guys are really looking in that description box. We have some awesome deals for you guys, exclusive to the people who listen to Brain Buster Radio. Let's start with Wrestling Resurgence. Wrestling Resurgence has a video on demand site. And if you guys use our special code, BRAINBUSTER with the ER, 15, all one word, you get 15% off and you guys can check out their entire library. It's got some awesome matches in there, and it's for a really great deal. And if you use that exact same code, you guys can get some Wrestling Resurgence merch. We have the website listed down below, and that's the exact same code, BRAINBUSTER with the ER, 15. And last but not least for the deals, we have fourcornerscards.com. You guys go to that site. You can get 10% off by using the code BBRADIO10. When you guys use that code, 10% comes off, and you guys are going to get some awesome potential collectible cards for all your favorite independent pro wrestlers. Imagine a couple years ago if you guys got a card of someone like MJF, Orange Cassidy, Jungle Boy. Imagine what the price would be right now. So if you guys are a big fan of collecting things, I highly recommend you go to fourcornerscards.com and use our code. Get 10% off. All right, guys, we're going to talk some new stuff, and then we're going to get in kind of to the main topic after everything else that we want to talk about with the news real quick. And I have to address something. I'm recording this right now on Thursday. It's 8:22 at night here on the East Coast. And we got us first. I want to talk about this Kenny Omega not developmental talent. The wrestling community on Twitter, like, was going crazy over this, Facebook too, social media period, over what was said. And let's get into it real quick. Kenny Omega was recently interviewed by Sportskeeda while in Singapore and spoke about the pending war on Wednesday nights between AEW and NXT. I am actually reading this from SE Scoop, so make sure you guys give them full credit for this. Omega was hesitant to call it a war, however, and insinuated that NXT is still just WWE's developmental brand. He was quoted saying, "You can call it a war if you want," he said. "It's like, to me, we're in completely different kind of business. What they're doing is different from what we're doing. It's weird, because it's hard to say when you're going to war with people that I call my friends, and yet we are going to war." Omega continued, "And yet, when I sit back and I look at the grand picture, I'm going to war with these dudes that if we were on the same show together, the same promotion, let's pretend that there were no borders. Let's pretend there were no promotions. Let's pretend there's just one big promotion. If these guys were on the same show as me, they'd be in the dark match. They'd be in the opening match of my main event match." The former IWGP heavyweight champion added that AEW fans will see real stars on TNT, whereas NXT offers developmental talent. He was quoted once again, "You want to call that a war? You want to call that competition? Go ahead. Maybe it's fun for you to do. That's cool. But we're different planets, and you're going to see that right away. When you see 10,000 plus arenas sold out, you are going to see smiles on fans' faces. You are going to see real stars." not developmental talent, but real stars appearing on your television sets every week. And they have a video of Kenny Omega saying this. And this led to all these people, some people saying, oh, when Seth said it, when Seth called out stuff, you guys got mad at him. You should get mad at Kenny for this. And you started to see kind of the fanboyisms come out with certain people. Whatever. If you have a preference, that's on you. But I'm pulling up what I tweeted because it seems to be getting a lot of love from people. And I still stand by this. And I said at EPW show on Twitter, I don't care about the back and forth comments with WWE and AEW. I'm here for great pro wrestling and discussing it with other fans. So bring on October. I'm basically tired of the back and forth. I'm tired of reading these quotes. Number one, I hate it because sometimes it sounds out of context when I'm reading it because Kenny Omega is just talking freely when he's saying this. Also, what does any of this matter? There is no war. CM Punk said it best. Let's enjoy what we want to enjoy. What's so hard about looking at something and saying, you know what? I'm going to watch AEW tonight. Then I'm going to watch NXT. I'm going to watch what I want to watch. You could watch any promotion, any talent. Some people just watch New Japan. Some people watch Stardom. Shout out to JPQ and Wilf. Some people watch WWE. It just depends on your preference. It doesn't matter. You could watch MLW only if you wanted to, and I think they have a hell of a promotion. You could watch whatever you want. There's so much wrestling out there for us to consume. This is not the Monday Night Wars that I lived through back in the early 90s to mid-2000s. It ended in 2001. So from the late 90s, it's not the same wrestling. You don't consume this the same way. People watch it on TV, watch it on the computer. People use streams. There are so many things happening now that you can watch it all. Don't let anybody bait you into this war concept if you don't want to be into it. It doesn't matter. Maybe some people are going to say, oh, you're a fool for that. I'm standing behind this. There is no war. I want to see great wrestling. And I'm going to stand behind that, period. And speaking of great wrestling, we also heard about Jon Moxley, and he plans to be at Wrestle Kingdom. And that is really awesome news to hear that. Moxley described the G1 as the most difficult thing he's ever done due to the intensity of the tournament. There's no peaks, there's no valleys in the G1, he said. You go hard every night and relax tomorrow. He said there's no go hard tonight, no relax tomorrow. It's full throttle constantly for 4 or 5 weeks. They're putting on what are possibly match of the year contenders every single week. My favorite match from the tournament with him has to be with Ishii. It was really fun. And Ishii was who he said was his perfect opponent. He even reflects on it. He said he doesn't like the BS gimmicks, interference. He doesn't like to mess around. And that's cool, man. Moxley is being himself. And I enjoyed his run in New Japan while he was over there. And I hope to see him back. I would love to see him participate in Wrestle Kingdom. Why not? Why not? Let's talk some PWG Bola. Matches for the weekend's Battle of Los Angeles have been announced. So PWG is going to return with their annual Battle of Los Angeles tournament. If you guys have not seen one of these, go get a DVD. Check out some of the past ones. And you'll see some pretty big stars on there. From talents from NXT, Ring of Honor, all over the world, even AAA. You guys will see great talent participate in these tournaments. These events are slated to take place over the next 3 consecutive days, September 19th, 20th, and 22nd at the Globe Theater in Los Angeles, California. The first round matches will cover over the first 2 nights, and the winner will be crowned on the 3rd day tournament finals. So let's look at what we have for some of these matches here. Jeff Cobb versus Sekimoto. We've got Jonathan Grisham taking on Artemis Spencer. Darby Allin versus Black Taurus, Dragon Lee versus Ray Horace, Brody King versus Caveman Ugg, A-Kid versus Lucky Kid. That's just dope. I don't know why I'm laughing at that. And the Lucha Brothers, Rey Fénix and Pentagon, it's Penta L0M take on Mexa Blood, which is Bandino and Flamita. That's a non-tournament match, by the way. And then night two, we're going to have Bandino versus Puma King, Orange Cassidy versus David Starr, Pentagon Jr. versus Tony Deppen, Fénix versus Aramis, Joey Janela versus Mick Moretti, Jake Atlas versus Jungle Boy, Aussie Open, that's Mark Davis and Kyle Fletcher, take on the Rascals, Wentz and Desmond Xavier for the PWG World Tag Titles. And then you've got Gresham and Sekimoto versus Jeff Cobb and Brody King, non-tournament match. And they've also announced for night three the PWG Bola Finals. And we're also going to get Aussie Open again, taking on the Dark Order in a possible PWG World Tag Team title match. That looks like a nice lineup there. So if you guys have never checked out PWG, no time is better than now. So if interested, check out that. Like I said, some of your favorites from AEW, Ring of Honor, you guys are going to see them wrestle. And you may find some new people in there too. That's how you discover a lot of talent as well. Those PWG shows are something phenomenal. So make sure you guys check out Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. NWA, they have announced their studio tapings. They revealed their new logo with Georgia in the background. Very plain, old school throwback. Absolutely like it. Now, it's been announced that the NWA World Heavyweight Champion will defend his title against Tim Storm. And that's going to happen on September 30th. It's going to take place as NWA's first set of television tapings at the GPB Studios in Atlanta, Georgia. A stipulation has been added to this match. If Aldis beats Storm, Storm can no longer challenge for the NWA title. The NWA announced the match during the most recent episode of 10 Pounds of Gold on YouTube. I love that series. NWA, big shout out to those guys. Really dope. We got some kind of wrestling news that I wanted to bring up. Jack Swagger is getting ready for his third fight at Bellator 231. I always was a Jack Swagger fan. Thought this dude was a heck of an athlete. He got stuck with some bad stuff in WWE at times, but really big fan. And right now on that card, we're going to see Frank Mir, Roy Nilsson, Ed Ruth, Jason Jackson. Jake Hager will be taking on Anthony Garrett. So we're going to see what Swagger is made of before this card. It'll be very interesting. That's going to happen on October 25th, 2019. You guys can also check this out on DAZN. Dazin, so make sure you guys give Jack Swagger your support, man. Go out there and show him. Hopefully he doesn't cut any more bad interviews, man. I don't want to hear you got to convince Vince and stuff. So I don't know. Maybe it's part of his gimmick at this point for when he wins a fight, but he's been doing well, so I'm happy for him. Recent news. Let's talk about some NXT real quick, and then we'll branch off here. So NXT on USA, apparently it got some great viewership. It looks like they did very well. So to give some background context to this, NXT aired on the USA Network during the WWE week back in December of 2017. That drew 841,000 viewers. The show ranked number 22 on the cable top 150. To compare, Raw drew a 2.2. This week, SmackDown drew a 2.0, so these are both up from last week's numbers, and this episode was expected to do okay. They went up against, like, Basketball Wives, Tucker Carlson, Anderson Cooper, Suits, so you guys know how it is with all that stuff. USA Network did 955,000, so 955,000, which is down 10,000 from the prior week. But overall, people are very satisfied with what we had on the show. This show was great, in my opinion. We had an awesome number one contender fatal four-way match with the women to determine the number one contender for the NXT Women's Championship. We had Roderick Strong versus the Velveteen Dream for the NXT North American title. We had Pete Dunne in action. Lio Rush versus Oney Lorcan. That was a heck of a match. That was sleeper match of the night right there. And that was number one contendership for the Cruiserweight title, which I would love to see make its way onto NXT. And let's give that belt a little bit of a new design. Let's add some oomph to it. And we had Killian Dane versus Matt Riddle in a street fight that ended up being really crazy. A lot of stuff happened. I don't want to spoil it for you guys, but make sure you guys check out NXT if you didn't already this week. I thought it was a dope show, man. I still love NXT. Definitely good stuff from them. Triple H. Now, there was talk of these NXT takeovers getting moved, and I did not look at this article beforehand, so I'm going to be reading it with you guys. Triple H took part in a conference call Monday ahead of NXT's debut on USA Network, and he was speaking about NXT's creative team and whether the black or gold brand would be involved in WWE's October draft. Triple H also discussed NXT takeovers no longer being part of WWE pay-per-view weekends. The takeovers will continue, but there's a schedule shift going on. That is an opportunity to better serve our network subscribers to give them more live content on a more regular basis. So NXT takeovers will continue, but there are opportunities to do other content. So he spoke about Worlds Collide show. If you guys don't know, Worlds Collide will be replacing the takeover show during the Royal Rumble week. So people are saying that they're fun, spectacular events. I didn't check out the last Worlds Collide. So if you guys see this, hit me in the DMs or something and send me a message. Was that, do I need to go back and watch that? I skipped over it because I was just like, eh. I watched the first one that they did, but not the second one. And Triple H talks about NXT getting an hour longer. He addresses the idea that takeover events will become longer too. He explained that if he's watching a movie and looks at his watch, then there are obvious cuts that need to be made. This is something he doesn't want for NXT. It's about the content and the build, and if you build it right, then it's not about the length of time. Hopefully, you're not even considering it when the show is over. You're just like, man, that was good. And that's key, man. That's one of the reasons why people loved NXT, that one-hour block of content, something people could really get into, and it wasn't bad. Let's see how they do with the 2 hours. I don't think 2 hours is a bad time slot, but anything over that is where we get into the issues. And you'll hear that in the main portion of what we'll be talking about in a minute here. Now, two more things that we're going to get to. Kevin Owens update provided on WWE.com. So they went through everything, kind of going through the Kevin Owens, Shane McMahon storyline. And it says, and I quote, although Owens will be part of WWE's upcoming live events tour, his future on the Blue brand remains unclear. Will we see Owens back on SmackDown Live, or is Shane O'Mac setting Owens up for an even bigger fall? So they're kind of just trying to play around with it and explain why Owens will be on these tours. Keep it simple, guys. Keep it simple. They tried to bring some logic into it, then some of it went out the window. We'll see where they go with the Kevin Owens thing. I mean, I figure they've only got like a week or two more to decide what they want to do. I figure this is leading to a match at Hell in a Cell. We'll see where it goes. Hopefully this will be like the final ending, though, to Shane McMahon on TV and everything else that's happening with Mr. KO. And Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar set off the social media waves. Lots of talk about if Kofi should be champ. And Brock Lesnar will be challenging Kofi Kingston for the WWE title, because title shots happen out of nowhere. But Brock is the right guy. I mean, a lot of people are interested in him. Look at the buzz that he got when he showed up on SmackDown. Brock Lesnar is going to be wrestling on WWE's regular television programming for the first time since 2004. In 2004, I was a junior in high school. Where has the time gone? And Brock, you've been back with the company since 2012. Where have you been, bro? It's just crazy. So think about that. All the time that he was gone, he returned and never appeared. Vince McMahon is a genius for this, because now I think this is going to do blockbuster numbers. People want to see Brock Lesnar. If you don't have the network and you haven't seen him in a long time, you're going to be interested in Brock Lesnar. So Brock Lesnar has another date booked for him, though. September 30th edition of Raw. It says that Brock Lesnar will be there. Seems very weird. And this is at the Talking Stick Resort Arena. Horrible name for an arena, in my opinion, too. That's up there with the potentially featured Bang Bros Arena in Miami. What is going on with these arena names, man? So we're going to get Brock Lesnar before the big October 4th show on SmackDown Live. I'm hyped to see what happens on Fox. WWE presents itself to more viewers, and it's just going to be an interesting take on things. Fox paid a lot of money, and I think they're going to demand that WWE put on better content. This is a win for us as fans, and I'm interested, man. SmackDown was really good this week, and I haven't been able to say that in quite some time, so I was interested. Keep it up. I like it. Now, we're going to get into what we want to talk about here. I know I didn't bring up AEW. They've announced their show. It'll be called Dynamite on Wednesday nights. Insert JJ from Good Times. Dynamite! Insert that somewhere in here. I know somebody's been waiting to do it, but they released the name, the posters, and everything else for it. But we're going to talk about Monday Night Raw after this. But we're going to get into it with our sponsors, the usual three you guys are going to hear, and then we'll get right back into this. Thank you guys for sticking around on Brainbuster Radio. We'll be right back after this.
Are you tired of the same old pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 4,000 hours of the best pro wrestling events from over 110 of the biggest names in the industry from over 15 countries around the globe. Get your free trial today at Powerslam.tv.
Everything Pro Wrestling, it's your boys from the Everything College Basketball Podcast and Facebook group. I'm Josh Burton, letting you all know that if you like the college game, that there's only one spot to come find all you need to know.
Yep, Josh, Peyton, and myself, Tyler, we are the three voices of ECB Podcast and Facebook group. Peyton, tell them where they can find us and listen to us at.
Well, Tyler, you can find us on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and all other podcast hosting sites. Also, go join our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups like Everything College Basketball.
So if you want everything you need to know about the collegiate game or have a passion for it, there's only one spot that you need to check out on a weekly basis or a daily basis with the Facebook group. That's Everything College Basketball. Now let's get back to Conrad informing you on everything pro wrestling and the workings around it.
Brother.
Hey everyone, David Conrad here, owner of the Gorilla Position Wrestle Store. We're an online store headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, bringing you the best and original wrestling shirts, accessories, collectibles, and more. We're glad to be partnering with Brainbuster Radio, and to thank them and to thank you, we're offering 10% off all purchases with the coupon code BRAINBUSTA. That's BRAINBUSTA. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under @GPWrestleStore, or check out our website, www.gpwrestlestore.com. Remember, when you want the best wrestling experience, you gotta hang out in Gorilla Position.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and we're going to discuss the main portion of what this podcast was going to be about. I don't know how long this is going to go. We're just going to kind of ramble off the top of our heads here. But big shout out to Wilf. He gave me the idea for this. I kind of was stumbling around on ideas this week, and he just said, hey, why don't we talk about the prospect of Monday Night Raw, because there's a lot of attention right now on NXT and SmackDown on Fox and AEW and Kenny Omega. And to be honest, guys, I'm just sick of all the BS. I don't want to hear about it anymore. I want October to happen. I want to see good wrestling. I want positive vibes from the community. I just feel like everything can turn toxic real quick against each other, and it doesn't need to be like that. So I'm hoping that everybody who's listening to this is just like, let's just be cool, man. I can talk to anybody about pro wrestling. As long as you're cool with me, I'm cool with you, man. Enjoy what you want, and let's talk about it. But Monday Night Raw. Has the one-time beloved A-show become the C-show for Vince McMahon? What do I mean? Fox paid $1 billion. For WWE's content. Fox is going to have to be the new favorites. Why? They paid the most money, Vince. I know that Vince McMahon has an outstanding relationship with people at USA, and it goes way back with some of them. And Vince McMahon, I love Vince McMahon being on USA. It's kind of always where he's been since I was a kid. And I watched Monday Night Raw as a kid. Everything was on USA. But they've dealt with other networks before. SmackDown used to be on UPN, the Sci-Fi Channel, ESPN is a big network that they wanted to try and get on. WWE has tried to go to other places, but they always usually wind up back at USA. And several years back, if you guys don't remember, Vince McMahon tried to get USA to give him more money. And I remember that I was a business student at the time. And while taking my college courses, Vince McMahon was kind of disappointed in promising his stockholders that they would get a lot of money from their television rights deals. And if you guys don't know, this is still one of their main sources of revenue in television, period. A lot of money comes from the TV rights deals. People will pay. It's basically like, I'm the WWE. Who wants to bid on me? People will pay certain amounts of money. And USA definitely always provides them with good stuff. But Vince McMahon was entertaining stuff from Disney, like I said, ESPN, everywhere else. And nobody took the bait. And Vince kind of walked away with egg on his face. Now that the deals are coming up again, Vince McMahon cashed out big time. At one point, USA had Raw and SmackDown. USA seems to be in love with the WWE content. I just don't think they want to pay the price that Fox was willing to pay. And Fox is bigger, let's be honest. That $1 billion price range is no joke. No joke at all. So I guess I can mention it on here too. Without getting too political, you know that this probably has something to do with Linda's ties to her political affiliations and who they donate money to. Fox is the network that represents. I'm not going to get too deep into it, but I'm sure favors were called in to get this. And Vince McMahon made $1 billion for his company. Beautiful thing for him. But he's got an answer to these people at Fox now. We've heard rumors of they want Daniel Cormier on here to discuss things. UFC fighter, if you guys don't know. We've heard that they want Renee Young to do another show. People thought NXT was going to FS1. Lots of different options that they have here and what they could play with. I would love to see a studio show brought back like Talking Smack, but we don't know if we're going to get that. Vince McMahon is basically going to have to give Fox what they want. I think they're the new top priority. But something that can't be ignored is NXT now. NXT pulled some damn good numbers that we went over earlier. They pulled a 1.1. They were almost 1.2. They did a hell of a job this week. I love the NXT brand. And hopefully more people being able to see it will enjoy it as well. NXT is a very good product. Triple H has done a hell of a job with what he's put out there over the years. And so many stars are from there that I absolutely love who have been misused. And they've got Tyler Breeze back down there, Fandango. They've got a lot of veterans who have been hanging around. Johnny Gargano, at this point, to me, is a veteran. I don't know what they're going to have these guys doing, but the storylines on NXT are always interesting. And I hope that we get the same things that we were getting when it was on the network previously. So NXT did great numbers, and if this keeps climbing up like we all expect it to, because I feel like most people enjoy NXT. People who I know personally don't watch WWE all the time watch that, and they liked it. They loved that women's fatal four-way. People were going bonkers for it. It felt like it was nonstop because usually on WWE, you see fatal four-ways, they're kind of slow, plotty. Someone rolls out. There's always two guys in the ring, two people on the floor. You don't have to pay attention to it. If four people are in the ring, it usually means it's either a finisher fest or they're trying to set something up with double team moves or a Tower of Doom. It's very formulaic is what I'm saying. This is formulaic as well if you've been watching NXT, but it's fast. It's moving. And that seems to be what people like. Where does this leave Monday Night Raw, though? At one point, Monday Night Raw was something that Vince McMahon would put over anything else. Hell, I even believe Vince McMahon sabotaged SmackDown at one point back in 2016 with that horrible, horrible Jinder Mahal title reign. You can send your hate mail to me. I did not like that title reign. And I felt like they kind of downgraded SmackDown after WrestleMania 33. And everything kind of just went to like blasé over there. And Raw picked up more people. But Raw has this problem. And Raw's problem is that it's 3 hours long. And I know a lot of you, well, tell Vince to end it. He can't. And to be honest, he was forced to take this deal. If you guys have read up on this for years, years ago, they wanted Vince McMahon to do 3 hours. And he kept putting it off saying, no, no, no. Well, why would he have to accept finally? In the corporate business world, as a CEO, your job is to do what's best for the corporation. Think of the corporation as a person, its own entity. Vince McMahon has to do what's best for that corporation. No matter what, or they can oust him and he'll lose his entire company. When they're coming up to you offering you $500,000 per episode of Raw extra for that extra hour, you got to take it eventually, bro. And I get it. Vince couldn't keep saying no to that money. Once it reached that point, he was like, I have to take this. I have to. It will help keep his company afloat during bad times, and it helps him stack up money. And that's why the stock price has shot up. Imagine if you bought WWE stock when it used to be $13. I feel like a real ding-dong for not buying it. I never thought it would get this crazy, but it has. So what happens from here with Vince McMahon accepting the 3 hours? Accepting the 3 hours means that he had to change his formats. And to me, I have not found a successful 3 hour television show. I'm trying to think. I mean, maybe there's been series or documentaries, perfectly fine. But a television show consistently 3 hours? Not for me, bro. I just don't see the appeal in it. I feel like if anything goes over that 2 hour mark, it's too long. Do I mind specials? Not at all. That's okay. And WWE was doing that. They were flirting with that for a while. But every single week now, we have 3 hour Raws. And trust me, it's no easy task. Even go back and watch WCW when they went 3 hours. They wanted more time because it was one of the better drawing shows. WWE still draws. We could talk all this crap about how low it is and everything else. They are still amongst the top 10, top 5 on cable television. People want them. So Monday Night Raw is in this real tough position. I think the 3 hour thing kills it. It absolutely kills it for me. It makes it very tough for someone to enjoy that show. And you're not getting all the talent, and the wild card BS hasn't helped at all. We got a draft coming up, October 11th. Can't come soon enough. And it'll be interesting to see what happens with the shakeups and the moves that are made, because I don't know if Fox is going to have influence. Is this where Bischoff and Heyman finally get to use some of their influence to set up storylines? Maybe. We'll see. They've got a lot going on right now during that time period. But Monday Night Raw needs to figure out a way maybe to rebrand itself. And thinking about it, I started to wonder, how would I want Monday Night Raw branded? Because I feel like SmackDown's going to be that sports-centric style show. I feel NXT is just going to be kick-ass like it's always been. SmackDown can be sports-centric, and I kind of want Raw to be like edgy. We were talking demographics earlier in the Brainbuster radio chat. Interesting demographics of people over 50 who still watch the show, people over 35. It's an older fan base. I mean, look at me. I'm 32. I still enjoy watching wrestling. And there's a lot of cats older than me on Twitter who I'm friends with. They like wrestling still. It's not a bad thing. It's just knowing your audience. And when it comes to that, Raw needs to be a little bit more edgy. They kind of went super PG a few years back. But now we're starting to see more edginess. And I'm not saying the B word or saying S. That stuff isn't cool. You know what I mean? You got to have context behind it. And what does this mean? What's the story leading to? And I think that's been one of the weaker elements for Monday Night Raw. Good storytelling. I love storytelling in the ring. Great. But I want it outside the ring too. I want to see good stuff with characters, character progression, building up to matches. And that's one of the things I think WWE's been severely lacking with their brand. Something that NXT does very well, but the main roster's just been missing that lately. I want to see guys elevated. I shouldn't ask questions like, where's Buddy Murphy been? I haven't seen him since he had that great match with Roman Reigns. The praise comes quick and then it goes quick. Where is he? We felt the same way about Shinsuke Nakamura. And I feel like if you're rotating people, rotate them. That's fine. But make sure you bring up their names, though. Remind people of who's out there, who's around, and what they're doing and what's happening. Simple solution. I thought of maybe even Monday Night Raw tried to do it, but why not have that first hour be dedicated to the cruiserweights? Or you dedicate that first hour to women's wrestling or tag team wrestling. With that draft that's going to be happening, why not have all the tag teams on one show and women's wrestling on another? I don't think it would hurt. And I think let NXT get the cruiserweights. Each brand will have something distinct that makes them special. You could go to each one and, hey, if this is your thing, this is what you want to watch. If you like tag team wrestling, watch this show. If you like cruiserweights, watch this show. And if you like women's wrestling, watch this. It allows you to diversify your shows a little bit more. I'm just throwing it out there as a suggestion. Maybe you guys don't like that. Maybe you feel like there should be women's wrestling on all the shows. That's a lot of women on one roster, too. You've got some stuff here, but you've got room to mess around and play with things. Try things out. And I think Monday Night Raw is the perfect place to do that when you're trying to figure out this three-hour formula and you need to figure out something that works. Because sometimes I think people don't main event because they know that people are just tired. By the time I'm into that 10 to 11 hour, I'm just tired. And I'm ready to tap out. I'm ready to do my Raw review. And it's not time for that yet. So I look at the wrestling community now, and I have to ask you guys, what do you want from Monday Night Raw after this draft? How can they improve it for you? Is there something specific that you want to see? Are there people who are going to be shuffled around? I mean, you've got The Fiend. The Fiend is an awesome character who I think he's hot right now, and he's going to probably be booked into the Hell in a Cell main event with Seth Rollins. When someone is this hot, WWE usually waits too long and then they cool off before they give them the belt. See Seth Rollins last year at SummerSlam when he was fighting for the Intercontinental title instead of the Universal title. And then a year later he is and people are booing him. You got to strike while the iron's hot sometimes. And that's what I think WWE is doing right now with The Fiend. We'll have to see, man. But The Fiend, I think, could be someone who leads Monday Night Raw into kind of this new era that they're going to put on with Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman is good at getting a lot out of people. And I feel like they could be the new SmackDown as far as getting talent that you're not familiar with and let Paul Heyman mold them. If Paul Heyman's good at one thing, my friend's Headlock Talk reviewed ECW's December to Dismember, and they brought up one of the best points about Paul Heyman. One thing he is phenomenal at is give him something, he can accentuate the positives, hide the negatives. Let him do that with some of your characters and wrestlers. Paul Heyman is known for that. He is good at that. So there are a lot of things that are happening right now in the wrestling world. And I can't wait, man. I can't wait for October. That has been kind of the theme of this entire show, too, is I can't wait for October. Yeah, we got pumpkins and pumpkin pie, and we're getting closer to Thanksgiving and Halloween candy. But as a wrestling fan, we are about to get lambasted with content. Yeah, I said lambasted. But guys, you've stuck around here with me long enough. I don't want to hog your entire Saturday. We here at Brainbuster Radio thank each and every one of you who listen to us. We appreciate the support. And if this is your first time listening, hit the subscribe button. Help us out, man. And if you guys ever want to come on the podcast, if you guys have some ideas for an episode you'd like me to do, because I do retro reviews, I do everything here. That's why it's called Everything Pro Wrestling, because I didn't want to be limited to what I can and cannot talk about. So send me your suggestions. We should have some roundtables coming up. We'll do some discussions on that, and I'd love to hear from you guys. So wrestling community, remember, you're not in this war. You guys are going to be able to enjoy the fruits of all companies' labor. Make sure you check out Brainbuster Radio. We will be back with another episode on Monday where you guys will get an episode from the Gaikonics, which is Wilfred and Omega Luke. Thank you for listening to Brainbuster Radio. I'm out. Enjoy your Saturday. Peace.